All right. Welcome back, everybody. Cool. Here inside the PG Office System postgame show at the CN Center, the Cougars win 4-3 in overtime in what was an amazing hockey game here tonight that the Cougars, rightfully so, on the right side against Penticton. We're pleased to be joined now down at ice level by GM and head coach Mark Lamb. And, Coach, we were just talking before going to break. If that doesn't get you ready for playoffs, I'm not sure what does. That's got to feel so good to get that one here tonight.
Yeah, it certainly does. They got a point, but they've had our number all year, so it was that was pretty gratifying for us.
I've said most times when I talk to you, you're very even keel, but there's a little but here this time. You weren't even keel in that third period. A lot of emotion showed after the controversial go-ahead goal from Penticton, and then your team comes through in the end. So for you, that doesn't show a lot of emotion, that was emotional, correct?
Yeah, I didn't like the call, so I let him know that, and I still don't like the call.
Yeah.
After looking at it, and there was an icing I didn't like either.
Yeah, I think the icing happened right after that, right? I think there was one there too, and I mean, it's a weird play, but gets them a point, I guess, a little bit when you look at it, but the fact for your guys to pull the goalie and get it done and then win in overtime, like, just resiliency. We've seen it all year, but it felt like tonight maybe a little bit of an exclamation mark.
Yeah, it was nice, especially against that team, and man, that's a tough team over there. They're big, they're strong, they're heavy, they can make plays. You have to do a lot of work to beat them, and we did enough tonight.
Prince George Cougars have the best record in the WHL in overtime, 7 wins, 2 losses, and 3 shootout wins. What does that tell you about your team?
You know, excuse me, I'm not really sure. It certainly is nice. I guess we're pretty good 3-on-3. It goes that way sometimes, and it goes the other way sometimes. If I've, been on teams and had teams that really should have been really good in overtime, and, this one just seems to really have the chemistry, and it's working.
The second period in particular I want to talk about tonight, I just noticed obviously the pace, but the physicality. I thought you guys were just heavy, especially in that second period. I'm assuming coming into this game and every game you want to be physical, but boy, it seemed like things really elevated in that second period.
Well, that's part of our team. Yeah. If we're not playing like that, we're not playing to our identity. And, that's when we can put teams on their heels, is when we get in there and we get our forecheck going and really get laying on the body. And we have all 4 lines, and all our D can do that.
In your mind, is there a big difference when you are 1-5 against a team as opposed to 0-6, considering the comeback and everything that comes with it? Or is your mind, once playoff starts, everybody's 0-0? How big a deal is this that you beat Penticton?
Well, it's nice to beat them because we're the sole reason that they're in first place. They beat those 5 games there. That's the reason right there. So it was pretty special to beat them tonight.
Yeah, I guess only 12 points ahead. Yeah, that's a good point. I want to ask about Josh. I thought, again, like, we've seen it every single night, it feels like, when he plays. But even after the goal that no one really liked, he stuck right with it and made some huge saves because Penticton had a lot of looks there after that goal, and Josh just continues to hold the fort down.
Yeah, he was real good. I thought it was a little choppy at the start, too. Even the first goal, they get, that rebound goes right on every stick there and goes right in, a little bit unlucky. But we just stuck with it, and Rav, he just makes big saves after big saves for us.
Yeah, we almost just get so used to it, especially when the game is on the line in the third period. This isn't the first time the Cougars have rallied from behind. You've scored goals before this season a few times with a goaltender pulled or late in the game getting key goals. What does that tell you about your hockey team?
That we have no quit in us. It's a great sign to come back when you're down, especially how we came back tonight. That's just a great sign of character.
We talked earlier. We knew it was kind of coming, I guess, in terms of hosting or getting home ice for round one. You have that now. And, we talked about it like Friday and Saturday in this building, a sea of white, and it's a packed house. I'm assuming everyone's got to be charged up. I know you got some work to do, but, boy, in 2 weeks, it's going to be pretty electric in here.
Yeah, we got lots of work to do. We're happy where we're at. We're happy to get to home ice. Until you get it, until you get the X by your name for playoffs, until you get home ice, you gotta clinch it, and that's what we were looking for. So there was a lot to play for, and there still is.
And now you move up in the standings. Instead of being third in the BC division, you're second. Instead of being fourth in the Western Conference, you're third. You move 1 point ahead of Kelowna, and both teams have five left. On paper, they may have a little tougher schedule than you. How important is it in your mind to be third in the Western Conference and not fourth?
Well, it's very important. You always want to be, you know, one ahead. You never know what's going to happen down the road. You know, you don't know who's going to, you know, beat who, and you want to finish as high as you can.
Yeah, well said, Coach. I think it's a great way to end it. I appreciate the time on an electric win here this evening, and retro weekend coming up Friday, Saturday, and looking forward to it. Appreciate the time, Coach.
All right,
thanks.
Thank
man.
You.
Yeah.
GM head coach Mark Lamb, appreciate his time as always. And Josh, boy, that's got to feel good after a controversial one that goes in for your guys to come out on top. Boy, that's got to feel good, especially against a team like the Penticton Vs.
Yeah, it feels really good. Unreal that we were able to get one in the last couple there and then find a way to finish it overtime.
We don't see a lot of emotion from you, but we did on the controversial go-ahead goal from Penticton. How did you see that one on their power play that went in?
I felt like I just couldn't move my glove, but, you know, it's tough with no review. So just in the moment, you can get upset. But you got to realize, too, the refs are just doing their best. So with no review, it makes it hard. So it is what it is, but it's just unfortunate.
Yeah, what did the referees say to you? I saw that they had a conversation about it, and I'm assuming it was probably along those lines.
Yeah, he said he just didn't get a clear look of it, and he thought that I could have got my glove there. But
what does the win mean for the Prince George Cougars for the first time knocking off the Penticton Vs?
Yeah, it feels really good. You know, we've struggled with them all year, and table come last game in our home barn with our fans, and be able to pull off a win like that, it shows a lot of character. It was a lot of fun.
It's always fun to hear your introduction when they announce you in the starting lineup, but I thought when you were announced the first star of tonight's game, they came to a pretty big roar. But it just must be cool. Like, you've been right in the mix for the fan favorites and the Cougars and the fan voting, and it must be a pretty special place for you.
Yeah, it is a really special place. You know, I appreciate every fan that comes to the game, and, you know, we just try to win for them.
We don't want to try to pretend it was a playoff game, but in your mind, was it as close to a playoff game as you can get without being in the playoffs? Was it high intensity for a regular season game as you can get? Was it just another game? How did you look at that?
Yeah, I think, like, as a goalie, you want to treat every game the same, but there is definitely more intensity and, you know, just getting ready for playoffs as a group, sticking to our system. But for me personally, I just try to stay in the mindset of just keeping every game the same.
In 2 Fridays from now, you're going to host games 1 and 2 of the WHL playoffs. And when this place is a sea of whites, it's going to be packed in this barn. And how excited. I know that there's still some work to do, but, boy, that's got to be in the back of your mind and probably charged up to get the playoffs going here pretty soon.
Yeah, the fans are unreal come playoff time, so we're all super excited.
Asked you this on Friday. We've got to ask you again today. How long was the nap?
Ooh,
when did
question.
It happen?
Good
yeah,
question.
The nap.
I think I got about a good 2 hours today.
Okay. Just two? Well, you were 2.5 on Friday, yeah. So it went a little bit down today.
A little bit shorter. I wanted to sleep tonight.
Yeah. Okay, there you go. Yeah, great way to end it, Josh. Maybe a quick, we did this a couple days ago, but anyone back home in North Van, they'd like to say a quick hello to.
I'll say hi to my grandma. She got upset that I didn't say hi to her last time.
Okay, there you go. Right on. Josh Ravensburg, a great night, my friend. First start tonight, well-deserved, and a great win. This